Today's scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 12.
今日讀經文是來自彼得前書的第一章四到十二節。
This will first be read in English, then it will be read in Cantonese.
我們首先是用英文一起讀,然後再用廣東話一起讀。
Verse 4, you are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his scripture temple. What's more, you are his holy priests. Though the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God. As the scriptures say, I am placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, chosen for great honor. And anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Yes, you who trust him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that builders reject has now become the cornerstone. And he is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word. So they meet the fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warn you as a temporary resident and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then, even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world.
第二章四到十二节，主乃活石固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁的祭司，藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的祭灵祭。因为经常说， 看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在石安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝石宝贵，在那不信的人就有话说：牧人所弃的石头，已作了房角的头块石头。又说作了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。 他们既不顺从，就在道理上叛跌。他们这样叛跌，也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却作了神的子民。 从前不未曾蒙连率，现在却蒙连率。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂争战的。你们在外邦人中，应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
願神祝福讀的和聽他的說話的人。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson Chang. The title is Christians are involved in ministry.
今日程牧師正道的講的題目是基督徒參與事工第二部分。
Before we begin the message, let's have a brief prayer because it's been a very turbulent week for many.
我哋開始之前，我哋有祈禱。
Oh, Father, our hearts and our prayers certainly go out to those who have suffered loss of life and property this past week.
主，我哋为到喺呢一个星期里边遇到失去生命同埋财产嘅人去祈祷。
Lord, with the deluge of flash flooding and the hurricane, tropical storm, tropical depression, we pray for those who have been affected adversely.
主，我哋为到喺呢一个嘅台风同埋水浸里边受影响嘅人去祷告。
We pray, Lord, that through difficult circumstances, we would trust you.
我哋祈求嘅就喺呢啲困难嘅时间里边，我哋都能够去信靠你。
And that you would give us the perseverance, the long suffering, to live the Christian life.
主帮助我哋喺呢啲嘅苦难当中，我哋能够有呢个嘅坚忍嚟到去过一个基督徒嘅生活。
Lord, there's truth to be proclaimed in word and deed.
喺呢一啲嘅言语同埋行为上边。
So please help us to do that to please you.
叫我哋都能够去蒙你嘅喜悦。
For we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。
You know, in mid-August, I think it was the 15th of August, we learned that it's not just that the gospel changes your life when you first believe it.
咁我哋咧喺八月嗰阵，我哋倾过讲过嘅就话到。唔單止福音喺我哋信主嘅時候嚟到去改變我哋嘅生命。
If you recall, as the gospel is taken deeper and deeper into your heart and life, you change. The Lord changes you, and you grow in grace more and more.
咁當福音咧係越發嘅嚟到去深入到去我哋嘅心嘅時候咧，佢去改變我哋嘅生命，叫我哋成長。
And that happens as the scriptures describe it to us when you take in the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to the core of your being.
在圣经里面他讲到话，将我们将福音摆到在我们的生命的里面的时候呢，就会这样发生。
To put it another way, you drill it down. You drill it down deep into your inner being.
那就是说你将福音呢，转入到你生命的里面。
And we saw several biblical examples of that last time.
那上次呢，我们看见呢，在圣经里面给到我们看到的一些的例子。
For instance, the Apostle Paul instructed Peter in Galatians chapter 2. To do this when Peter, who's a Jewish Christian leader, had trouble fellowshipping and eating with Gentile Christians.
我哋上次喺加拉太书嘅第二章嗰度嚟睇见，就系当彼得佢系一个犹太人嘅信徒，当佢同外邦人嘅信徒嚟到去食嘢或者系有相交嘅时候，佢有呢一个遇见一个嘅困难，保罗点样嘅去指正佢？
And if you're familiar with Galatians 2, you'll know that Peter, as he took the gospel in, deeper and deeper into the core of his being, in his heart, he began to change his ways.
咁你睇见咧，彼得当佢咧将呢个福音咧更深嘅带入到佢嘅生命里边嘅时候咧，你就睇见佢嘅生命有呢个改变。
By way of summary, in a nutshell, what the Apostle Paul confronted Peter with is these words: If you know you're saved by grace. And not by works, not by pedigree, how in the world, Peter, could you feel superior to anybody?
保罗当时点样当面嘅对彼得有呢一个指责咧，或者一个嘅抵挡咧，就系佢咁讲，佢话：当你知道你系藉着福音嚟到去得救，而唔系靠着行为或者系靠着族谱嘅时候，你点可以喺呢个世界里边？睇到你自己係比其他人係更加優越咧。
Now we also saw last time that church ministry, and we're a church, right? Church ministry only changes your life if it's gospel ministry.
咁我哋上次都睇過，就係話到教會嘅事工點樣能夠可以改變人嘅生命咧？就除非嗰個事工係一個嘅福音事工。
And just like individually, collectively, to the degree a church is taking the gospel into the center. Of their heart and life, to that degree, it'll bring about a kind of change.
咁即系话教会整体嚟讲，同埋每一个单独人嘅人嚟睇嘅时候，就系话到将我哋如果将福音摆喺我哋生命同埋我哋嘅心嘅中间嘅时候，咁咧呢个咧先至会带嚟呢一样嘅生命嘅改变。
And so what you see in 1 Peter 2, and this is the second week we're looking at Peter, 1 Peter 2, 4, 12, it says, About church ministry assumes the fact that only gospel ministry changes your life. That's the only ministry that will.
咁咧，我哋今次系第二个星期嚟到睇到彼得 前书的第二章，那他那里讲到的就是说到呢，教会的事工怎样可以改变生人的生命呢？就是说除非他是一个福音的事工。
And 1 Peter 2 and all the parts of the Bible make it absolutely clear that that's the task of every Christian.
咁圣经都讲得好清楚，话呢一个系每一个基督徒嘅责任同埋佢嘅工作。
Again, gospel ministry is taking the gospel deeper into the core of your being, so that there be changes. You'll be made like Christ.
福音嘅事工就系话你将呢个福音更深深嘅去摆到你嘅生命嘅里边嘅深处嘅时候，佢先至可以会带嚟呢一个生命嘅转变。
Now, one of the sub themes from last time, as we expanded on that, a particular theme.Was that we looked at the truth that God calls us Christians to be prophet, priests, and kings.
咁上次我哋睇到有一个嘅真理就系话到，佢讲到系话神呼召我哋去成为先知、祭司同埋君王。
And what that simply means is all ministry is taking the gospel in.
咁即系话咧，所有嘅事工咧都系同福音系同福音嗰度有关嘅。
The prophetic ministry speaks the gospel in.
先知的工作是什么？先知的服事呢，就是去传福音。
Prophetic ministry is telling people about the gospel, instructing them, teaching them, sharing about it.
这个先知的事工或者这个服事是什么？他就是说呢，去告诉人来听福音，也去教导他们，指引他们，还有跟他们分享福音。
And at the same time, priestly ministry loves the gospel in.
这个祭司的事工是什么？就是说将这个福音去用爱来到去表达出来。
And if you recall from last time, priestly ministry means encouraging, encouragement, counsel.
这个祭司的事工是什么？他说就是去鼓励和去辅导。
Hebrews 13:16, which I have on slide 2 for you, gives us what the scriptures say about it.
在希伯来书的第13章那里，他讲到给我们听。
This is from the New International Version. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
他那里讲，他说，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
As many of you know already, as you share your life, your goods, you're loving the gospel in.
就是说，我们都知道，当我们跟人来到去分享我们的生命，分享我们所有的东西的时候，其实我们就是表达到出来，我们是热爱这个的福音。
Likewise, when you give counsel, when you encourage and help people, you're loving the gospel in.
也就是说，当你来到去辅导、去鼓励，还有去帮助别人的时候，其实你就表达到你是怎样去渴慕爱这个的福音。
That's another way of showing people the gospel.
你用咁样嘅所做出嚟嘅嘢嚟到去俾人睇到福音。
And prophetic is telling people, priestly is showing people.
咁即系话咧，一个嘅先知咧就系去话俾人嚟听福音系乜嘢嘢，而一个嘅祭司咧就系你去做，以你嘅行为嚟到俾人睇见福音系乜嘢嘢。
And then we said kingly ministry is actually leading it in.
而一个君王嘅服事系咩咧？佢话就系咧将人引到去个福音。
And what I mean by that is leading, that is holding people accountable. Holding people accountable, giving them direction.
亦都系就话咧，就系俾人有一个嘅方向，话俾佢哋听，佢哋要点样嘅嚟到去负责。
Again, by way of summary, you speak the gospel in, that's prophetic ministry.
咁即系话咧，总括就系话咧，一个先知咧就系话你去传扬呢个福音。
But you can't stop there, you have to love it in.Your priestly ministry.
但你都属于咧，你要系一个祭司咁样，你要喺里边咧去表达嗰个爱心出嚟。
And thirdly, you have to lead people into the gospel. That's a kingly ministry.
然后跟住咧，就好似一个君王嘅事工，就系话到你要将人去引领到入到去呢一个嘅福音里边。
Now, what I didn't have time last time was this. Let me show you several examples of ways to do that.Lifestyles that look like that.
咁我上次咧就冇时间可以讲到一啲嘅例子，就系我哋点样嘅一啲嘅生活方式咧，系可以咁样做到出嚟咧。
Again, some of you are doing this already. Some of you aren't.
咁有啲人可能咧已经系做紧噶啦。
But every Christian is called the task of doing gospel ministry.
每一个基督徒，我哋都被呼召去做一个福音嘅事工。
Okay, here's the first example. It has two parts, one of comparing and contrasting.
咁咧，第一個例子咧係有兩部分嘅，咁佢哋咧都有一個對比喺度。
First, suppose you come to church.
首先嘅例子就係、你翻到嚟教會。
And you meet a person who's a little younger than you, maybe a little younger in the faith than you.
咁你咧就遇見一個人咧係比你年輕，或者咧係比你嘅信心咧係佢係初信嘅。
And after talking with that person, you discover in talking to him or her a lot that they have a lot of struggles.When it comes to a life of faith, a lot of doubts, a lot of difficulties.
咁你同佢傾偈嘅時候咧，你就發覺咧，佢咧原來咧喺佢嘅信心上面咧有好多嘅掙扎，佢有好多嘅疑惑，或者咧佢有好多嘅困難。
And it seems apparent to you that they're having trouble understanding parts of Christianity.
對你嚟講咧，你好似咧體會到佢好似咧有一啲嘅困難咧，去明白到咧基督教裏邊一啲嘅一啲嘅真理。
So if that person's willing, you sit down with them and you say, let's make a list of some of your doubts, some of your difficulties with Christianity.
咁如果人願意嘅話咧，你就話啊，可唔可以咧，我哋坐低一齊咧，去列出一個清單，就係有啲乜嘢嘢咧，你係有疑惑或者係唔明白嘅。
And over maybe 4 to 6 weeks, you sit down with that person regularly, and you go through a book, or you go through a chapter of a book, or you go through a sermon recording.About something that has helped you in dealing with that difficulty.
咁樣咧，喺跟住嚟緊嗰五至六個星期咧，咁你咧就同嗰個人咧坐低，咁你咧就同嗰個人咧去睇一啲嘅書，或者有啲嘅經文，或者你曾經聽過嘅一啲嘅講道、錄音，係可以以前咧曾經幫助過你嚟到去解決你嘅疑惑嘅。
And you're intentional. You meet with that person. You talk to them.
咁你咧係好有好有焦點嘅嚟到去同呢一個人嚟到去見面同埋同佢講。
That's an example. That's a form of what the Bible calls one another ministry.
咁呢個就係聖經裏所講嘅點樣我哋做一啲彼此嘅服侍嘅工作。
Now here's the second part of that in contrast to that situation.
咁第二部分咧就同頭先嗰個例子咧係有相對即係有對比嘅唔同嘅。
Again, you're at church.And you're meeting a person who's a newer Christian, a younger Christian in the faith.
咁咧，你又遇見一個人，咁佢呢個人咧，亦都係初信嘅。
But this time, they're not filled with doubts. They're actually too arrogant.
咁今次咧，呢個人咧，佢就唔係話充滿好多嘅懷疑啊、疑惑，而係反而咧，呢個人咧，好似咧係好傲慢、好驕傲。
And they're doing some things again, like criticism and bad mouthing people.They're doing things that really don't quite show you that they really grasp and understand Christianity.
咁樣咧就佢做喺教會裏邊咧做好多嘅嘢咧，又喺度講人哋一啲嘅唔好嘅嘢啊。咁做一啲嘅嘢好怪嘅，你會知道咧佢好似咧唔係好明白咧基督教或者係信仰係啲咩嘢。
They're doing a lot of odd things.
咁佢做一啲咧係好同人哋唔同嘅嘢。
They're kind of all over the map. You know, they say one thing, say another thing, switch subject quickly. You know, they're just all over the place.
咁佢咧好似好混亂咁樣，又講呢樣又講嗰樣。
And they're taking hold of some perhaps strange teaching that isn't biblical.
咁或者咧，佢甚至咧好似咧就搲住一啲咧一啲新嘅教導咧，係同聖經嘅教導唔同嘅嘢喺度講。
So you go to your pastor or a mature Christian, and you say, "Could you give me Bible study material?" About the Christian life, so I can give it to this person on what it means to live the Christian life.
咁於是乎咧，你就去到牧師嗰度話，去到一啲咧比較成熟嘅基督徒嗰度，咁你就話啦，哦，你可唔可以俾我一啲咧查經嘅資料，係關於點樣過一個係俾一啲初信嘅話俾佢聽點樣過一個基督徒嘅生活咧
？And you are intentional. That's doing ministry. Over the next 6 weeks or so, you meet with that person, you talk to them about some of the problems.
咁你咧就喺嚟紧咧呢几六个星期啊，或者一啲嘅星期时间里边咧，就同呢一个人咧嚟到去见面，就同佢讲呢啲嘅问题。你系好有呢一个焦点嚟到去咁样同佢相见嘅。
Now, most people in this country go to a small group who are Christians. They go to small group and they go to meetings, but they go to the meetings with a mindset that I'll go if it meets my needs.
咁喺美國裏邊咧，有好多人咧都去一啲嘅小組。咁當佢哋咧去到呢個小組嘅時候，佢哋就會覺得我去到呢個小組，因為咧佢可以滿足到我有一啲嘅需要。
In other words, they're evaluating the group, the fellowship group, strictly on how much am I getting out of this.
咁咧好多時咧去到呢個小組嘅時候咧，佢哋咧就會用咩評估咧，就話到我去呢個小組，我可以得到啲咩嘢咧
？But you come to church today, and you hear this message.
咁你今日嚟到教会，你听见呢一个嘅讲道
，and you begin to think and you say, well, that's not the way I should be thinking。
咁你应该话啊，我唔应该系咁样谂法。
And then you realize what I should be doing is going to that group prepared to minister to others。
原来咧，其实咧，我哋嚟到呢个小组里边咧，就系话咧，我哋要预备好自己咧，点样嘅嚟到去喺呢个小组里边去服侍其他人。
I'm a follower of Christ。I'm ready to make contributions to help the discussion leader.
我是基督的跟随者，所以我应该就要去预备好怎样的来到去在这个小组里面有贡献，来到去帮助这个大小组的组长。
I'll be on the lookout, aware if anybody else in the group who seems to maybe discouraged or struggling in some way in a Christian life.
我要时常去留意到就在这个小组里面有没有人呢是佢係唔開心，或者係灰心，或者咧喺個基督徒嘅生命裏邊咧係掙扎緊嘅咧。
And I'll make it a point to meet with that person outside the group time to encourage them and to get to know them。
咁咧，然後咧，我就會喺呢個小組嘅時間以外嘅時間裏邊咧，同呢個人嚟到去見面，嚟到去鼓勵佢，或者咧嚟到去認識呢個人。
Let me give you a few more examples of every member ministry。In a gospel-centered church.
咁我再俾一啲嘅例子咧，去大家去睇下咧，就係喺一個以福音為中心嘅教會裏邊，每一個嘅成員佢哋應該有嘅事工。
Suppose you're a married couple.
或者譬如好似你係一個結咗婚嘅一對嘅夫婦。
And you just so happen to see and get acquainted with other married couples in your Christian community.
咁你咧就認識到咧喺你嘅教會裏邊，或者你嘅基督教福音嘅羣體裏邊咧，有另外嘅一啲結咗婚嘅夫婦。
And maybe you notice one of those couples seem to be kind of at tense with each other。
咁或者咧，你留意到咧，其中有一對嘅夫婦咧，好似佢哋嘅關係咧，都好似係好緊張。
Perhaps they might be having trouble relating to each other。
或者咧，佢哋咧，好似咧，大家彼此嘅相處咧，好似有啲嘅困難。
So you and your spouse very carefully, very discreetly try to talk to that couple.
咁你同你嘅配偶咧，就嘗試咧，就好小心嘅嚟到去同呢一對嘅夫婦去談話。
And if they're open to share about what they're struggling with, you talk to them about Ephesians chapter 5. How?You relate to your marriage partner.
咁如果佢哋咧都好開放嘅嚟到去談到呢一個嘅傾到佢哋嘅問題嘅時候咧，咁你咧就坐低同佢哋一齊咧睇以弗所書嘅第五章嚟到去睇下咧，你哋亦都係點樣嘅夫婦之間去相處。
Here's another example of every member gospel ministry. You're a young mother, and suddenly, you know, young mothers, you know, suddenly.You have this incredible affinity with other young mothers.
咁啊，另外一個例子，我哋點樣能夠係做呢個福音嘅事工咧？就好似譬如你係一個年輕嘅媽媽，咁突然之間咧，你發覺咧，你同其他咧好多嘅年輕嘅媽媽咧，大家咧都有一個大家都好多嘅相處。
Again, young mothers know that, right? Because once all of a sudden when you have children, it's a game changer, right? You know.You thought marriage was a game changer. When you have children, you know, parents, you know it's a game changer.
咁咧，因為你係一個年輕嘅母親嘅時候，你就知道，如果你有一啲有個好細嘅細路仔嘅時候咧，你就會發覺咧，你嘅生活啊、做事嘅方式咧，都同以前好唔同啦。
So you start to gather a small group of like affinity young mothers with small kids.
咁咧，你就發覺咧，開始你同呢啲咧，母親咧，同埋呢啲嘅細路仔咧，你好多時咧都會大家咧聚埋喺一個嘅地方。
And you meet where somewhere that can accommodate little kids。
咁咧，去到一啲嘅地方咧，啲細路仔咧又可以喺度玩嘅。
And some in the group are believers, and some aren't believers。
咁 你嗰个嘅妈妈组里边咧，咁有啲咧就系信徒，有啲咧就唔系。
And the next thing you know, as you talk about mothering and things like that, you're talking about spiritual things too, right? Because how do you parent that pleases the Lord?
咁样咧，咁你哋喺度倾偈啦，咁啊倾倾下嘅时候，亦都讲到一啲咧系关于灵性嘅问题，就譬如好似啊，我哋点样嘅嚟到去教导我哋嘅仔女咧
？And after a few times over whatever you have, tea, coffee, bagels, whatever, right?You agree, let's do a Bible study on how to raise your children in a godly way.
咁样咧，可能咧，大家见咗几次，大家一齐饮个咖啡，食个面包早餐咁之后咧，咁你哋咧就话啊，不如我哋咧一齐嘅嚟到去查经，睇下咧我哋点样可以咧系按住神嘅心意嚟到去教养呢仔仔咧。
And even though you're at different places in a life of faith, some might not even have a faith, right?A faith in Christ, you might have a faith in something else, then you come together and you perhaps co-lead the Bible study.
咁样咧，可能咧喺当中咧，每一个人咧，佢嗰个嘅信仰咧都系唔同，或者有啲人系唔信嘅。咁样咧，但系咧，你咧就喺当中咧嚟到去一齐同埋一啲其他嘅信徒咧一齐嘅去领呢一个嘅查经班查经小组啦。
Let me give you a few more examples. Here's another one. Let's say you're a guy.
其他的例子就好像譬如你是一位男士啦。
And if you're a guy, you actually hate to talk about personal, intimate stuff.
一个男士呢很多时候都很怕呢是谈到一些很贴身很埋身的个人的问题。
But you have another guy at work, and as you can see, here's a guy with an anger problem.
但是你在你工作那里你看到有另外一位男士呢就发觉呢他很多时候都很难控制到他那个的怒气。
And one day,over coffee at work, your coworker says, "What did you do this weekend?"
咁有一日啦，咁大家饮紧咖啡嘅时候咧，咁呢一个男士咧就问你啦，哦，你过去嗰个周末做咗啲乜嘢啊
？And you say, "Well, I'm a Christian. I go to church, and I heard a sermon or a Sunday school lesson on forgiveness and reconciliation."
咁你就同佢讲啦，你话哦，我系一个基督徒，咁我咧就翻咗教会，咁佢过去嗰个主日学咧就讲到关于咧饶恕同埋与人和好嘅一个嘅题目。
And previously during one of the fellowship group times, we had a good discussion on the topic concerning reconciling your relationships.
咁样咧，我哋都有一个好好嘅讨论，就系话咧，我哋点样咧嚟到喺同人与人之间咧嚟到去去復和。
And the coworker is perked up and has some interest, perhaps, in it.
咁咧，你呢個同事咧，可能咧就會聽你講咗之後，佢都好似即係有少少興趣。
And you say, well, you know, during that Sunday school class, the teacher told us some real good spiritual resources, like this book that I have, that shows us how we overcome anger at people.
咁样咧，你就趁住呢个机会咧，同嗰个人讲啦。佢话啊，我哋喺呢个主学里边咧，我哋都睇有本书咧，佢嗰度咧有一啲资料讲俾我哋听咧，即系我哋点样嘅嚟到去胜过我哋嘅怒气。
And your coworker says, "Yeah, what's the title of that book?" And you give them the title.
咁可能佢咧就会问哦，嗰本咩书嚟噶？你可唔可以俾本书名我啊
？And later on, you follow up and ask that person how you're doing with that difficulty.
咁然後咧，你跟住咧，遲啲咧，你就去跟進你同佢曾經有嘅一啲嘅對話，你就話哦，你點啊？你睇本書啊？點啊？咁樣。
Let me give you two more examples because again, what I'm talking about is every Christian gospel-centered ministry.
我再俾多兩個例子大家。我而家講緊啲例子就係話到咧，每一個基督徒點樣可以能夠去參與呢個福音事工。
You just invite a friend who doesn't go to church to a Christian concert.
譬如好似你邀请你一个嘅朋友，佢唔系基督徒嚟嘅，咁啊去到一个基督徒嘅音乐会。
And as you just saw Chris Tomlin or whomever, on the way home you end up talking about church, the faith, Christianity, and how that person perceives it.
咁样咧就咁你听完个音乐会之后，咁翻屋企嘅途中咧，咁你就同呢个人咧有机会咧就谈到咧，即系关于到咧教会啊、信仰啊、基督教啊。甚至咧，即系你可以睇下咧，呢个人去经历过啲咩嘢。
And here's the final example. You talk to another person you work with, or you go to school with, or you're a neighbor who's you've never talked to before about Christianity, about a life of faith.
最后一个例子的就是譬如好像你同一个人他在你工作那里啊或者在你学校啊或者是你的邻居。咁你咧就從同佢傾偈，你就從來咧未同佢講過咧關於基督教或者你嘅信仰嘅。
And that person is willing to share a little bit about their burdens, their struggles.
咁呢個人咧，佢又好樂意嘅咧，佢講到咧佢自己有啲咩嘅擔子或者佢嘅掙扎係啲咩嘢。
And you say to that person, you know, I do go to church, and I'm going to pray for you regularly for the next couple of weeks.
咁你咧就話啦，哦，你知唔知道我咧就翻教會嘅？咁或者咧嚟緊呢幾個星期咧，我都會好定期嘅嚟到去為到你嚟到去祈禱。
Let me ask you, all those examples that I just stated, what are you doing there?
咁我想問下你啦，所有我頭先所講到嘅幾個例子，你做緊啲咩嘢咧
？You're opening your mouth.
佢呢度講到咧就話你張開你嘅口
，sharing your faith, proclaiming the Christ.
你咧去。分享你的信仰去讲到关于耶稣基督。
And if you have a godly or holy life that goes along with your open mouth, a lot of people will be touched, will be changed.
假如咧喺你张口去讲到呢一个福音、你嘅分享嘅时候，而你嘅生命咧亦都系过咗一个圣洁嘅生活嘅时候，好多人嘅生命咧就会因为咁嘅缘故咧系被改变。
And if 25%, if maybe 30% of this congregation had a holy life and an open mouth, you know what would happen? Revival.
假如在我们的会众当中有 25% 的人，他们能够过一个圣洁的生活，而他们也都愿意张开他的口来到去讲这个福音的时候，我相信会带来一个的复兴。
And as you'll see on slide 3, the reason it's not happening is that we're not being what we ought to be as Christians.
咁點解咧？呢啲嘅復興冇發生，或者呢嘅嘢冇發生咧？其實好多時咧，就係因為我哋咧冇成為我哋一個應該成為嘅人。
We don't have every member gospel ministry.
因為咧，我哋每一個嘅人咧，我哋都冇做到每一個人應該要做嘅嗰個事工。
And so, where do you get the power to do something like that?
咁我哋去邊度能夠可以有呢個嘅能力嚟到去做到咁咧
？Well, the answer I think is in the text, in that image.The cornerstone.
我想咧就喺我哋今日所睇嘅一段经文里边，俾我哋睇到嘅嗰个形象，就系话到呢个房角石。
I only had time to mention that briefly last time at the end of the sermon.
咁我上次讲到嘅时候咧，只可以好简略嘅讲到。
But as I have it up there, slide 3 or 4, verses 4-6.
可唔可以打出第四至六节嘅
？If not, if George, if you could shine up 4-6.Let me read it in the New International Version. You have the New Living Translation before you. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion,Chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now, to him who believes, this stone is precious.
第四章第六节咁讲，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，作圣洁嘅祭司。藉着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭，因为经常说：看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Now what is that talking about？
喺呢度佢讲紧乜嘢咧
？Well, the way you build things in those days back then all depended on what the cornerstone
喺。当时来讲，当他们要去起屋的时候呢，最重要的是什么呢？就是那一块的房角石。
If you're going to build and construct a building back then, the cornerstone was the key to the whole structure.
在当时来讲，如果你要起一个建筑物的时候，这个房角石就是整个建筑物的关键。
Now, I'm not an architect, I'm not a civil engineer, but all the lines of the building project off the cornerstone.
咁我唔係一個嘅土木工程師，但係咧，佢呢度講到嘅就話咧，所有呢個建築物嘅線條咧，其實就由呢條防角石嗰度咧嚟到去投射出嚟嘅。
You know the line, they line up to a right angle, right? The wall, the foundation, matching again, lining up with the cornerstone has to be perfect right angle.
咁就係呢個建築物嘅牆啦，佢嘅根基啦，全部咧都要同呢條防角石咧係成為一個。
That means that cornerstone had to be chiseled, created perfectly.
咁即係話咧，呢個防角石咧就係要雕琢同埋做出嚟咧係要好完美嘅、完全嘅。
It had to be extremely strong, you know, made of the strongest material available.
同埋咧，佢係要用咧最堅固嘅物料嚟到去造成。
And why is that?
點解咧
？Well, it's pretty obvious, right?If that cornerstone cracked, because it's lined up with everything, everything else cracked.
因為如果呢個防角石佢裂咗嘅話，咁樣建基喺佢上邊嘅所有嘅其他嘢咧，都會冧。
And therefore, it was the most precious, literally precious, because it was the most expensive item to produce.
咁樣亦都係好寶貴嘅。點解？因為咧，當佢被製造出嚟嘅時候咧，係非常之昂貴。
And so if you had the right cornerstone and anything that was in relationship to the right cornerstone, then the building went up.
咁即係話咧，如果你有一個啱嘅防角石，同埋咧所有係連係於呢個防角石裏邊嘅嘢咧，都係對嘅話咧，咁呢一個整個嘅建築物咧就可以建築起嚟啦。
And as you'll see on slide 4, why is Jesus then called, referred to?A cornerstone.
咁點解喺呢度佢講到咧？耶穌基督就係呢個嘅防角石咧。
Well, there are three reasons. First, Jesus must be your cornerstone.
咁呢度有三個原因。喺呢度講佢話耶穌一定要係你嘅防角石。
He must be the foundation of your very life.
佢要係你嘅生命嘅嗰個嘅基礎。
That's one of the obvious things the image is getting across.
呢一個就係俾我哋睇到嘅嗰個圖畫。
He's the foundation. He's the most valuable thing in your life.
佢要係你生命嘅嗰個嘅根基，係你生命裏邊最重要嘅嗰部分。
And Jesus talks about this in Matthew 7 and Luke 6.
咁咧，耶穌咧喺馬太福音嘅第七章同埋路加福音第六章嗰度講過。
For the sake of time, I'm going to paraphrase those several verses. Jesus says, "Don't be like a man who builds his house on the sand."Be like a man who builds his house on me and my words, the rock. That's because when the storm comes and the winds come, if you're on the sand, you'll shake and fall. But if you're built on me, Jesus, no matter what happens, you're unshakable.
咁我喺呢度咧总结佢讲嘅，佢就系耶稣佢咁讲，佢话咧，你唔好好似一个人咧将间屋咧建喺呢一个嘅沙土嗰度，要好似一个人咧将你间屋咧。建立喺咧，我嗰度，我嘅話語喺呢一個嘅磐石上邊，因為咧，當呢個風暴嚟到嘅時候，當啲風一吹嘅時候，如果你係建築喺呢個嘅沙土上面嘅時候，你所建嘅嗰間屋咧就會被動搖、被沖去。咁但係咧，如果你係建築喺我嗰度喺一個磐石上邊嘅時候咧，就算係有乜嘢事情發生咧，都不被搖動。
Now suppose you have your own business.
假設譬如你有你自己嘅生意。
And whenever something goes wrong in your business, you get anxious.
咁咧，如果你嘅生意咧有啲出咗啲咩問題嘅時候咧，你就好緊張。
And your spouse regularly consoles you and says, "Honey, you don't have to worry about the business."
咁當你咧好憂慮嘅時候咧，咁你嘅配偶就嚟話俾你聽啦，你唔好咁擔心你啲生意啦。
Now your spouse also, gets worried when she sees one of your children in trouble.
咁而你嘅配偶咧，你都咧，你注意到咧，就係當其中一個仔女咧，出現咗問題。
She gets very anxious. She unravels. She starts to shake.
咁咧，佢咧就會好擔心啦。咁你又會發覺咧，佢喺度好緊張啦，發曬，震曬啦。
And as a good husband, you come alongside her. You say, "Honey, you don't have to worry about our son."
咁身為佢嘅丈夫咧，咁你就同佢講咧，你話你唔好咁擔心你個仔啦。
What's going on? One spouse gets worried about one thing, the other spouse gets worried about another thing.
咁喺呢度发生紧咩事咧？咁就系咧喺呢对夫妇里边，一个配偶咧就去担心一样嘢，另外配偶又担心另外一样嘢。
You both believe in God, yet your foundations aren't really God.
咁咧，你哋咧都系信主嘅，但系咧喺你嘅生命嘅嗰个嘅基础里边，根基里边咧，你哋咧都唔系。
So you might say Jesus is your foundation, but he really isn't your foundation in your life.
你可能话咧，耶稣基督系你生命嘅嗰个嘅基础，咁但系咧，实质上嚟讲咧。
Your real hope, your real meaning is on your business or on your children.
And
those foundations that are other than God Himself vary from person to person.
我哋每一个人可能都会将我哋嘅生命嘅嗰个嘅根基是放在一些不同的地方，不是在神那里。
We're never going to become unshakable rocks ourselves until Jesus is the real foundation of our lives.
除非耶稣基督是我们生命的那个根基，如果不是呢，我们都会遇见一些东西的时候，我们就会是摇动，我们不可以成为一个不被摇动的磐石。
And if he's not, then we're not going to have a holy life.We're not going to have open mouths that are effective.
如果是这样的时候，我们不会过到一个圣洁的生活，我们都不能够很有效的来到去张开我们的口，来到去传福音。
That's because you won't have the courage.
因为我们没有这样的勇气。
You're not going to be effective in people's lives.
你不可以在人的生命里面可以很有效，发挥到那个效用。
We're not going to be effective people of change.
我们不可以很有效的来到去看见其他人的改变。
Unless Jesus is truly your cornerstone in your life.
除非耶稣基督是你生命里面真真正正的那个防角石。
Because you know what happens when you build on the rock?
因为当如果你是建基在一个磐石上面的时候是怎样呢？
He makes you unshakable.
那么你就不会被摇动。
Yes, you might have your moments of your anxiety, but it won't consume you.
没错，可能你有阵时咧都会好忧虑或者紧张，但系呢一啲嘅嘢唔可以消耗咗你。
Yes, you still might have setbacks in your career, or your children might suffer greatly.
没错，可能咧喺你嘅生意里边或者喺你嘅仔女里边咧，你都有阵时会睇见有失望嘅地方。
But you won't be overwhelmed by your worries and concerns for them.
但你不会被这些忧虑这些关心呢来到去消耗你。
That's the first reason. How about the second reason why Jesus is called the cornerstone here?
第二个原因就是讲到为什么耶稣基督是要成为这个防角石呢？
Well, this cornerstone image gets across the fact that Jesus Christ must be precious to you.
他那个讲就是耶稣基督要对你来讲你要是视他为宝贵的。
Let me try to illustrate that for you
to
bring it home. You know, I used to live in Northern California, many of you know, in the 90s.
或者我可以俾一個例子你睇。咁喺九十年代嘅時候咧，我就住喺呢個北加州。
And I guess you don't have to be a person living in California to know that See's chocolates are good.
咁我相信咧，你唔需要住喺個地方，你都知道呢個牌子 See's 朱古力係好好嘅。
Their headquarters is in San Francisco.
咁嗰啲人喺嗰度咧就係好中意嘅。
And my cousin recently gave us a box of he's from California, gave us a box of chocolates, See's chocolates. It reminded me of my days in California.
咁咧，我最近咧，我嘅有親戚咧俾咗一盒嘅See's 呢個牌子嘅朱古力我，就提起我即係當時喺嗰個嘅日子。
And you probably know.Because many of you are good shoppers, you probably know that See's chocolate tastes better than other chocolates.
咁如果你係食過嘅話，你就知道咧，呢個 See's 牌子嘅朱古力咧係比其他嘅牌子咧係好食好多嘅。
And once you taste See's chocolates, you're going to have trouble going back to other lesser chocolates.
咁如果你食過呢個牌子嘅朱古力嘅時候咧，你就唔會中意咧去食到其他噶啦。
Why? Because you've tasted superlative. You tasted greatness. You tasted something marvelous, good.
點解咧？因為咧，你試過呢個朱古力咧，原來係咁好食嘅時候咧，其他嗰啲咧你就唔會中意嘅。
You know, it's going to be hard to go back to a no-name brand chocolate after you taste the See's chocolates.
咁咧，如果你係食過呢個牌子嘅時候，你就好難咧再去試下食你以前食過嘅嗰啲其他牌子啦。
It's the same as with a computer. If you have to work with words and construct something, you know, with a word processing app or software on a computer, that's so much better than a typewriter.
同樣嘅就好似譬如你當你咧用呢個電腦嚟到去寫一篇嘅文章，用佢裏邊嘅軟件嚟寫文章嘅時候，你就發覺咧用電腦咧係比用打字機咧係好好多。
Now, I know some of you are so young, and I'm so old. You don't know what a typewriter is.
咁可能喺我哋當中年輕嘅咧，佢哋根本都唔知道咧咩叫打字機。
You guys are fortunate. You know, I had to go to school, university, using a typewriter.
我當年去讀大學嘅時候咧，我咧喺學校咧，我哋用打字機。
Again, there's no turning back, right? If you can do a essay on a computer, you're not going to return, go back to the typewriter.
咁如果你咧係要寫一篇文章，你係用個電腦嚟到去做過嘅時候咧，你就唔會咧翻轉頭咧去再用個打字機嚟到去做呢篇文章。
There's no comparison. It's not acceptable.
因為呢兩樣嘢根本冇得比嘅。
The computer saves you so much time.
呢個電腦可以慳你好多嘅時間。
And the typewriter, in comparison, the computer is like a hammer and a chisel.
咁如果你將個打字機同個電腦嚟到去比嘅時候，呢個打字機就好似你拎住個錘仔喺度鑿咁樣。
Now why? Why can't you go back to the typewriter?
點解你唔可以翻翻轉頭去用個打字機啊
？It's because you come into the presence of something greater, something superlative, something grand.
因為你已經見過有一啲嘅嘢咧，係比佢更加嘅好，更加嘅大。
And so whether it's See's chocolates or a computer versus a typewriter, do you get the point of the illustration? All the vain things, all the things that were inferior, that delighted you before, that controlled you before, they're insignificant when you find something superlative.
我剛才講用這個See's 那個朱古力，或者是用個電腦和個打字機比的比喻是什么呢？就是他这里讲到，就是说当如果你是遇见一些是非常之最高级最好的东西的时候，你以前以为好令你快乐还有可以控制到的东西，对你来讲因为你见到这些更好的东西，这些都变为没有价值和没有意思。
I have this on slide 5. It's not enough. It's not enough for Jesus to be somebody you just believe in.
耶稣基督唔系净系话咧，系一个俾我哋咧去相信，就咁系咁样。
He has to be that superlative. He has to be that thing that's ravishing, that's beautiful, that's endearing to you.
佢要系成为嗰个咧最高最好，同埋咧系令到你咧系睇到系佢极其美丽嘅嗰一位。
He has to be that amazing thing in your life.
佢要去成为咧你生命里边咧系。最令你愛慕同埋係最奇異嘅一位。
And you know why you're shaking? Why you're shakeable when things don't go your way? It's because he's not.
點解當你遇見一啲嘅嘢係唔係順你意嘅時候咧，你就被搖動咧？因為耶穌基督唔係你生命嘅嗰一位。
He's not the real foundation of your life.
佢唔係你生命裏邊，佢未能夠係喺你生命裏邊係你嘅根基。
And that's why we're too absorbed, we're too anxious with our own problems to really be of any good in gospel ministry.
所以咧，我哋就好容易咧，被到我哋自己嘅問題咧，嚟到叫我哋咧好緊張，或者咧係消耗咗我哋啦。
And so then, how does he become the most precious thing, the superlative in your life?
咁佢點樣可以成為我哋生命裏邊嗰個最高嘅嗰位、最寶貴嗰一位咧？
Well, the answer is in verses 4 and 7.
咁咧，嗰個答案咧就係喺第四至第七節嗰度。
It's in that phrase, the stone the builders rejected.
佢嗰度講到，佢話呢個係被被呢個匠人所棄嘅嗰個石頭。
Now, who were the builders when Peter quotes that in verse 7b?
咁喺呢度，边一个嚟到去将呢啲嘅石头嚟到去丢弃咧
？Well, they're the religious leaders of his day.
咁喺彼得嗰度去讲嘅时候啊，就系当时一啲嘅宗教领袖。
And so when Peter quotes this, I want you to know that Peter was not just thinking about the fact that the religious leaders were rejecting Christ and put him on the cross.
当彼得佢咁讲嘅时候，我想你知道彼得佢唔系净系咧就喺度话紧咧，就系因为呢啲嘅宗教领袖将耶稣咧去拒绝，同埋咧将佢钉喺个十字架上边。
How do we know that? Well, it's because of other parts of Scripture that tells about Peter and his life.
咁点解唔系净系咁样咧？我哋睇见彼得佢个名字喺圣经里边讲到系乜嘢
？Peter is Petra。Petra in Greek is rock.
彼得嘅名字喺希腊文里边翻译出嚟就系话系磐石。
But what happened in the big storm or trial that came to Peter the rock when Jesus was arrested?
当耶稣基督佢被捕嗰阵时，对于彼得嚟讲，佢面临一个乜嘢好大嘅考验咧
？Peter knew. He was petulous, but he knew.He knew at that time that if anyone stood up and identified themselves, yeah, I'm a follower of Jesus too, they'd probably be arrested. They'd probably be killed.
彼得知道，佢虽然佢个名字话系磐石，但彼得知道，当如果喺嗰阵时间，任何一个人去企起身去同耶稣认同嘅时候咧，呢佢哋咧都会被捕捉，同埋可能被人杀咗。
And so on that evening, when Jesus was arrested, Peter.Was the rock that wasn't.
咁喺耶稣被捕嘅嗰一日，嗰阵时间嘅时候咧，彼得佢虽然唔系磐石，但佢唔系磐石。
And as many of you know who are familiar with Peter's story, he chickened out. He denied Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. He denied knowing Jesus Christ.
彼得喺嗰一刻嘅时候咧，佢退后，佢好惊青，佢。佢唔认耶稣，唔系一次两次，系三次。
Yet after Jesus' resurrection from the dead, Jesus gets Peter on a beach, John 21.
咁当耶稣佢复活咗之后，喺约翰福音嘅廿一章，佢讲到耶稣再次喺一个嘅岸上同彼得相遇。
And three times, Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?"
耶稣三次嘅去问彼得，你爱我吗？
And of course, Peter answers in the affirmative, yes, three times.
咁当然啦，彼得亦都好肯定嘅，咁样去回答咗三次话是的。
And Jesus is helping Peter there retrace the steps of that dark night that he denied knowing Christ.
耶稣帮彼得去再翻去嗰一晚彼得所经历过嘅嗰啲嘢。
And do you remember what Jesus says to Peter after that in John 21?
记唔记得以前每一次当耶稣咁样问彼得嘅时候，耶稣点样再回答彼得咧
？It's really shocking, remarkable. You know what he says to Peter? Feed my sheep, lead my sheep.
系好震惊嘅，因为耶稣佢对彼得咁讲，佢话你喂养我嘅羊，去引领我嘅羊。
Do you know what Jesus was doing there?
喺嗰度耶稣做紧啲咩嘢咧？
He says, Peter, who failed Jesus tremendously, I want you to be my ministry leader.
喺呢度，耶稣佢话，虽然你失败过，但系我要你成为我事工嘅一个嘅领袖。
And Peter must have been saying in his heart, Lord, are you crazy? Are you crazy? I just failed you big time.
可能咧，彼得喺佢心里边咧，佢会咁讲，佢话：主啊，你有冇搞错啊？我系一个咁，即系我失败过，我有一个咁大嘅失败。
I just showed you I'm not a rock that my name says I'm quicksand。
我唔系俾你睇见，我唔系好似我个名咁样讲，系一个嘅磐石咯。我只不过好似系啲嘅流沙。
I'm such a chicken. I'm nothing. How could you make me a gospel minister?
我一个咁惊青嘅人，我点样可以成为你福音嘅一个嘅工人呢
How can you be saying to me, take the gospel, proclaim it, give it to people, let it do its work in people's lives?
你點樣可以睇見我可以真係去將呢個福音帶到去人嗰度，同人哋去講呢個福音咧，叫人嘅生命被改變咧
？And do you know what Jesus is doing there？
你知唔知道耶穌喺嗰度做點樣講啊
？He's saying, Peter, don't you understand？
喺度話彼得，你唔明白咩
？Nothing makes you better, more effective as a ministry leader at changing other people's lives than your failures.Plunged into my grace.
He said, Peter, if you're not because of your failures, you're going to go to my grace.
In fact,
but because of this, you can become a better, more effective, and more effective worker to change people's lives.
As you'll see in slide 6, the bigger a failure, the more you experience gospel healing.
He said, if I have...我哋嘅失敗係更大嘅時候，叫我哋更加能夠去經驗到呢個福音。
And as a result of that, you're going to be able to help others be changed by God as well.
我哋經歷到呢個福音嘅醫治嘅時候，我哋能夠更加嘅可以幫到其他嘅人嚟到改變。
Because the Lord has showered you with His grace and His mercy.
因為神會將呢個恩典同埋佢嘅憐憫咧，去臨到我哋。
And you'll be more sensitive.To people's needs around you.
以前我哋对于喺我哋四周围嘅人，佢哋嘅需要系更加嘅敏锐。
You'll be kinder.
你会更加嘅仁慈。
Because you're going to be able to speak the gospel in, and you'll also love it in, and you'll lead it in too. You'll be a prophet, priest, and king.
因为你咁嘅时候就可以同佢哋去传讲呢个福音，去睇到你系点样嘅爱慕呢个福音，同埋引领佢哋去到呢个福音里边。
Jesus says to Peter in John 21, "You failed."More than any other of my followers, my disciples.
耶稣去对彼得去话，你比我其他嘅门徒有更大嘅失败。
That's why I'm making you, Peter, the chief human shepherd.
又因为咁嘅缘故，我可以叫你成为一个更大嘅牧养人嘅牧者。
Will you look at Jesus this morning?
你今朝会唔会去？去仰望耶稣呢?
Will you have your faith view and look at him rejected?
你有没有看见他是被丢弃呢?
When you see him being rejected, then you will gain strength and you won't mind being rejected yourself as a follower of Jesus.
咁当你看见耶稣是被怎样的被丢弃的时候，当你跟随耶稣的时候，你也不需要去害怕你是被丢弃。
Will you look at him dying on the cross for you this morning?
有冇去仰望耶稣，睇下佢为到我，为到你点样挂喺十字架上边
？As you meditate and ponder on that truth, that will make you precious. That will make him precious to you.
当你咁样嘅嚟到去默想嘅时候，你就会睇见耶稣基督对你嚟讲系几咁嘅宝贵。
And you'll be on your way to making him your foundation, your rock in your very life.
咁你亦都咧，将耶稣基督咧成为你生命里边嗰一个嘅根基，嗰个磐石。
And that will make even your failures ways of becoming better at taking the gospel into people's lives.
咁纵然喺你嘅失败里边，其实呢个就帮你更加嘅有效，将福音带到去其他人嘅生命。
You see, there's no excuse.
喺我哋里边
，We are all failures. Some of us bigger than others.
我哋每一个人都系失败者，有啲人可能比其他嘅人失败更多。
Yet the Lord can heal you with His gospel, and you can be a prophet, a priest, and a king.
但系主可以用福音嚟到去医治我哋，叫我哋成为呢一个嘅先知、祭司同埋君王。
As summer winds down, as we start a school year, as we start better times.The world's waiting. The world is waiting. Your friends, your neighbors are waiting. They're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to tell them what God has called you to be.
当我哋要开始新学期嘅时候，或者系有一啲嘅新嘅事物会系发生嘅时候，我哋要知道呢个世界，或者我哋嘅朋友，或者我哋邻居，佢哋都等紧我哋。 去成为去俾我哋睇成为神要呼召我哋去做嘅。
Father, we thank you for Peter's story, which is so rich in your grace and in your mercy.
神啊，我哋多谢你俾我哋睇见彼得佢呢一个嘅故事。在当中我们看见神你自己的恩典和怜悯是多么的丰富。
Help us, Father, today to digest some of these truths that are found in 1 Peter 2.
神帮助我们能够去消化到在彼得前书第二章里面我们所看见的真理。
We certainly want to pray for revival here at Grace Church.
神当然我们会为到恩若堂的复兴去祷告。
And so may you minister to us today so that we can minister to others.
神啊，求你喺当中去教导我哋，以致我哋都能够去服侍其他嘅人。
We certainly want to thank you for each other and thank you for this opportunity to gather.
主，我哋多谢你俾我哋有呢个机会，我哋可以一齐。
We want to pray, Lord, once again for those who are suffering from the adverse weather that we've had recently.
我哋再次为到一啲因为天气所带嚟一啲嘅困难嘅人去祈祷。
And we pray, Lord, that you would help us in a life of faith to trust you and to move forward.
主帮助我们在信心的生命里面，我们能够去信靠你，去前进。
May we bring honor and glory to your holy name.
愿我们将荣耀和颂赞都归到给你。
Bless the rest of the service. In Jesus' name, amen.
祝福我们继续的崇拜，奉耶稣基督的名求。